Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Senate passes pandemic relief package. We've got the story.
Big wildfire burning in south central Kansas. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Another Kansas county is asking residents to stay at home. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. It looks like another day in the 70s, albeit a bit cooler than what we were yesterday, and chances of thunderstorms late tonight. Our complete forecast here in just minutes.
Governor Laura Kelly issuing a disaster declaration. Wildland fires burning about 20 miles southwest of Medicine Lodge in Barber County. The declaration authorizes the use of state resources and personnel to assist with response and recovery operations in affected counties that meet certain criteria. And the National Guard getting involved. Two UH-60 Black Hawk helicopters from the National Guard in Salina were preparing to fly over to Barber County to assist those local firefighters. These helicopters are equipped with a collapsible 660-gallon water bucket. The water then is dropped on areas that are difficult for ground crews to reach.
The Senate overwhelmingly passing a $2 trillion package aimed at economic relief in the face of the coronavirus. Fox's Leland Vittert reports from the nation's capital.
It was a unanimous vote in the Senate, but that doesn't mean this is law, and it could be up to 3 weeks until Americans finally see some of that $2 trillion in their bank account. Here's what's in it for you. If you make less than $75,000 a year, you get $1,200 in your bank account. It'll either come in the form of a direct deposit or the government will mail you a check, whether you're employed or unemployed. Plus, there's $350 billion of loan guarantees for small businesses that will become essentially grants from the government if those small businesses keep employees on the payroll.
The House is expected to vote on the measure Friday.
A third coronavirus death has been reported in Kansas, as more than half of the state's residents are facing orders to stay at home, except for essential services such as buying groceries or receiving health care.
The Unified Government of Wyandotte County and Kansas City, Kansas, announced that the latest victim is a man in his 70s who tested positive for COVID-19 last week. Two other deaths had been reported previously in the Kansas City area. Meanwhile, Lyon County added themselves to the growing list of counties ordering residents to stay at home.
A stay-home order will go into effect Thursday, March 26th at 12:01 a.m. and will go through April 25th.
Other counties with stay-at-home orders include Shawnee, Sedgwick, Dickinson, Johnson, Wyandotte, Leavenworth, Douglas, Miami, Franklin, Atchison, and Doniphan. Statewide, Governor Laura Kelly has issued an executive order limiting gatherings to 10 persons. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
And in Sedgwick County, now 11 confirmed COVID-19 cases.
During a Facebook Live video last evening, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple answering questions about Sedgwick County's stay-at-home order. Whipple was asked about meeting in groups of more than 10.
That's not okay right now. What we're trying to do is to create at least 6 feet between people, and social distancing in practice is really pretending like you already have this, that you know you have the virus and that you don't want to pass it on, or that the person in front of you has the virus.
Dr. Lee Norman from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment held a news conference Wednesday.
Dr. Norman addressed the seriousness of self-quarantining. I think, unfortunately, people are looking at this stay-at-home orders as, okay, what are the exceptions and how can I wiggle around them so that I can justify going outside and going doing my stuff? And that is exactly the wrong approach. Whether it's a stay-at-home that's ordered or the advice we've been given all along, stay at home, shelter in place.
Dr. Norman explained how quarantining ourselves now will make this easier on us in the future.
So the purpose really is to avoid a big spike now that overtaxes the hospital systems, for example. It pushes down the curve and it pushes the cases into the future. The presumption is we will have a vaccine and antiviral medications in the future.
Dr. Norman is scheduled to hold another press conference this Friday.
Kansas Information Network's Phil Morris reporting. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We'll look at a member of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs who is leaving, going elsewhere with a local connection as well, coming up in sports.
And today is day two for a stay-at-home order now in effect in Sedgwick County. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. Today is day two for a stay-at-home order now in effect in Sedgwick County. County Commission Chairman Pete Meitzner says it's all about keeping a physical distance.
Basically, we want everybody to stay kind of away from each other. Grocery stores, doctor's offices, veterinarian offices, businesses are allowed to stay open. Hair salons, barbershops, many retail stores that are not essential are not allowed to stay open.
There have now been 3 coronavirus deaths recorded in Kansas, all in the Kansas City area.
Yelp and GoFundMe are teaming up to help local businesses hurt by COVID-19.
Yelp adding GoFundMe donate buttons to the pages of local businesses affected by the coronavirus outbreak. Reps say this includes restaurants, nightlife, beauty, fitness, and active life businesses. All proceeds will go directly to the business, giving loyal customers the chance to make an immediate impact. To qualify, businesses have to have fewer than 5 locations and a GoFundMe page. Both companies also pledging to match up to $1 million in donations. The funds will be distributed in grants of $500 for businesses which raise at least $500 through the site. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The federal government continues efforts to bring back stranded Americans and deportations of people here illegally.
The Trump administration has already evacuated some 5,700 Americans from 17 countries, including the U.S. women's tackle football team from Honduras Friday, with the State Department saying that it's fast-tracking the repatriation of over 13,000 more in the coming days and weeks amid the global coronavirus outbreak. On illegal immigration, the Trump administration continues to apprehend illegals and using flights to 2 Central American countries to deport before the planes bring Americans back home. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And this morning here in Wichita, we've got Wichita fire crews responding to the report of a garage fire, Douglas and West Street. Might want to avoid that for the time being. Fire units there in the area. Again, that's a garage fire near Douglas and West. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Let's check the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a few clouds drifting into south central Kansas this morning, it should be mostly sunny as we go throughout today. About 71 for the high this afternoon. Late tonight, a warm front is going to be lifting in that could be the focus for some thunderstorms. Any that do occur could be strong with a low in the low 50s, then cloudy 73 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And now partly cloudy sky, 50 degrees, and we have a northwest wind at 9 miles per hour. 8:10 now, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. Here with Steve and Ted on KNSS, and as we've been telling you this morning, day two of that stay-at-home order from the county here in Wichita. And with us this morning is a good friend of ours, Jack Kellard. His company is Hatman Jack's in Delano, and of course he's a strong supporter of Steve and Ted. We appreciate that, Jack. You've been a good friend of us for many years, and
You've been so good to me too, Steve. I appreciate it very much.
You know, I was just talking about your family. How many generations do you actually go back as merchants and business people here in Wichita then?
Well, I'm the 5th generation Kansan. Farmers came here in 1876, Kellogg's, and then my grandfather started a business in Delano in 1921. So I'm going to celebrate 100 years in Delano, not with the same business, of course. next year.
Well, so. Is that building still there?
It is. In fact, it's next door to the Leslie Coffee Company, and that's where the first store was,
okay.
Kellogg Brothers Feed and Seed.
Feed and
nice.
Seed. Now, your family was in the furniture business for a while, right?
Correct, uh-huh. My dad got out of that part of it in the early 60s, and then they had part of a bank down there, the old Farmers Bank, back, but, you know, that was in the dirty 30s, and most people lost. They were out of the banking business, let's put it that way.
I don't know whether I've ever told you this, but my wife and I think the first piece of furniture we bought, or maybe it was given to us for our wedding gift, was a little table from Kellogg.
Uh-huh.
Kellogg Bark Furniture. So there you go.
And a bark lounger too, maybe, huh, Steve? Something with some beautiful Herculon. How about that? Huh?
I don't know what you're talking about, but
I don't either. Yeah.
All right. So we're trying to find something to be happy about and good about, but these are just tough times, Jack. Nobody could have seen this coming several months ago. This devastation with this pandemic, and you're going to pay for it too, right?
Well, sure. And to my staff, you know, I've got six either full or part-time employees that, you know, have really had to be furloughed. And that's the painful part, you know. But, you know, I mean, if you're in a small business, I mean, it's a real shakeout, no doubt about it. But it just goes to show you, you know, you can never be complacent in a small business. You know, what won't kill you will make you stronger. If you make money, save your money. There are so many principles that, you know, people just have to learn. And after 46 years in this business, I've managed to make a few things work.
Jack, I've seen people, and you have too, that go into business and down, and maybe they're going to open a restaurant that they've always wanted to. And, you know, in 3 or 4 months, they're gone because it's not that, you know, it's a lot of risk involved starting a business, obviously. But it's a hard thing to do on a local scale.
It is, and but it sure, it's like I said, it's painful and invigorating at the same time. And anytime you think you can rest on your laurels and just sit back, you're reminded on a fairly regular basis that, you know, you've got to be on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like I said, it's kind of invigorating at times. At this point, it's a real shakeout, and it's painful for a lot of us, no question about it.
Well, you and Jen down there at the Monarch and the folks down there, this looks like such a terrific spring coming. You got the ballpark's going to open up and the new teams in just, you know, a few hundred yards from where you are right now. And plenty of stuff to be excited about. And then all of a sudden this hits. We're just hoping this won't last too long, right, Jack?
Well, I agree with you, Steve. But, you know, look for if, you know, if they let us open up on the 24th or so, the 23rd or 24th of April, you know, you'll see the biggest hat sale you've ever seen coming out of Hat Man Jack's,
mm-hmm.
which is something to watch for. But, you know, but I'm adjusting. You know, I'm constantly on the our Facebook page, our sales at hatmanjacks.com, you know, fielding questions and orders. You know, I'm not... I'm making it happen. That's all you can really do.
So I've never really talked to you about this. You do an online business then pretty well, huh?
I'll tell you, this is a funny thing about Hat Man Jack's, and that is this, that we are an anomaly in this way, that we don't do much online business for pretty specific reasons that were great reasons up until now, but we were just chosen as Retailer of the Year by a trade group out of New York, and part of the criteria was year-over-year sales increases. And for a bricks and mortar, we've had sales increases year after year for a number of years. And, you know, that is, for a bricks and mortar, is something to
build on. Yeah, that's great. Hey, have you talked to other small business people around since this happened?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, they're all adjusting. You know, I know folks that have a little breakfast business in a coffee shop, and they just sold off their groceries and closed to anything but carry out. Restaurants are adjusting. You know, there's a stimulus package coming down to help them, especially the waiters and waitresses. Man, do they need it. Mm. And I get that part. And, you know, like I said, I am too. You know, we just have to... make a sale however I can. That's how it's going to happen.
One of the things that you and I, we are both history buffs, especially local history. And Jack will say, he doesn't want me to come in his store. because every time I do, you and I get into some conversation, and you can't help with the sales.
Well, you know what? It's such a joy. It truly is. And, you know, I've always told you, too, and three, with Jad, you know, you guys really have a collective memory of what this town's all about. And it's a pleasure to, you know, especially in these times when you sort of start waxing poetic about the things that you remember and love and appreciate, you know, it's just cool.
Okay. Hey, listen, we appreciate it, Jack, and all of our best to you and your employees as well.
Yep.
And thank you.
But this thing can't last forever, and when it does, it's over. Like my daughter said, we're going to party.
Okay. Now, you folks that are listening, you give me a call now or get on the Facebook, contact me. And thanks again, Steve. And Ted, talk to you later, too.
You got to stay healthy, Jack.
Yeah.
Will do, bud.
Jack Kellogg, Hat Man Jackson. While this is all going on, Pizza Hut has delivery and carryout. Angelo's Italian Restaurants, take home with curbside pickup.
Boy, now,
Brahms Marketplace is open. Drive through. Chilita's, a curbside pickup there. Papa John's, pickup and delivery. Hey, there's a lot of people are in the restaurant business with pickup and delivery. And
Electric Pizza. I know they're open and doing carryout and deliveries.
So, you know, let's hang together here to keep trying. But above all, stay safe. All right, Ted, it's coming up on it's 8:17 now, Steve and Ted, here on KNSS. And it's time for sports with Ted Woodward. Ted.
Yeah, we'll take a look at some college basketball news for you. K-State is losing one of its big players from the roster. Reports are that Kansas State junior guard Cartier Jada entering the transfer portal. He led the K-State in steals and assists this year and averaged 13 points a game, started 27 games for the Wildcats. Looks like his intent is to go pro following his junior year at K-State. But if that doesn't work out, he is into the transfer portal now, so he could go to another school and not have to sit out a year. He is intending to graduate from Kansas State this spring. So looks like Cartier Jada will be either a pro or somewhere else, but he is leaving the Kansas State men's basketball program. One of the players who has already left Wichita State has indicated where he will end up. Former Wichita State guard Eric Stevenson, who spent 2 years with the Shockers, is now going to transfer to much closer to his home. He's going to play for the University of Washington Huskies in the Pac-12. Just not very far from where he grew up in Washington. Stevenson, this past year as a sophomore for the Shockers, averaged 11 points and 4.5 rebounds a game. Eric Stevenson will be transferring to the University of Washington. Today would have been opening day for the Kansas City Royals. Major League Baseball would have started today. The Royals were scheduled to play an afternoon game on the south side of Chicago against the White Sox
today.
But, of course, that's all been suspended for the time being. So Major League Baseball would have started today. Let's take a look at the National Football League, which is now on lockdown.
Wherever NFL teams' facilities are located, there is an order from the NFL to close team facilities, except to essential personnel, those who are needed to secure their buildings, as well as for medical staff who are treating players. While the NFL draft is scheduled for April 23rd to the 25th in Las Vegas, the league's general manager subcommittee voted 6-1 yesterday to recommend to Commissioner Roger Goodell that the draft get delayed. They cite obstacles created by the coronavirus shutdown that are hindering their abilities to properly prepare for the draft. But the NFL balked at this and says the draft will still take place as scheduled. Jared Max, Fox News.
And the world champion, Super Bowl champ, Kansas City Chiefs are losing a guy from the roster with a local tie-in. Tight end, 28-year-old Blake Bell from Wichita, Kansas. He got himself a Super Bowl ring with the Kansas City Chiefs this year, but he has now signed a one-year deal with the Dallas Cowboys, hoping for a situation where he might be able to get some more catches. Of course, Blake Bell did start 7 games this year for the Chiefs, and he got a touchdown catch in the playoffs. Remember that? Against the Houston Texans? Mitch Holtis had that call right here on KNSS.
Play action fake, left side throw, touchdown Kansas City! Blake Bell has never had a touchdown in his 5-year NFL career, either in the regular season. This is his first postseason game. And Wichita, Bishop Carroll.
Yes.
Bishop Carroll's having a party in Wichita. Blake Bell gets a touchdown from Mahomes. Blake Bell has never tasted the sweet nectar of the end zone until now, and the Wichita keep that football.
How about that? That was just a few months ago.
Oh, Mitch was more excited than
And Blake did have a catch in the Super Bowl, too.
Yeah.
And now he'll be with his fifth NFL team, Blake Bell, signing with the Dallas Cowboys. That contract could be up to worth $1.7 million if it maxes out.
Of course, we know his family, and they're great people. That's just, well, maybe two tanks of gas now to go down and see him.
To go down to Arlington.
Yeah.
It is, and we'll take a look at as well. Happy birthday today to police officer Charlie Davidson.
Really?
Who is the public information officer for the Wichita Police Department.
I didn't know he had birthdays.
And Officer Charlie is a huge sports fan.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We wish him a happy birthday today, and he roots for all the teams in Valley Center and all the local teams, so... Happy birthday today to Police Officer Charlie Davidson out there.
City Council Member Jeff Blueball having a birthday today as well.
Wow.
You know that? All right. All these famous people.
Yeah. If City Hall weren't so curtailed, they'd
have a big
party. Festooned with party.
All right. 8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Americans waiting for government to do its job, says Sean. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.